this is my first day at the training ground, and for different reasons I'd never been here before. So the first thing I would say, I'm really impressed by the facility and what they have here. I know all about the stadium, I know all about the big support. So the other part of the 9 days I've been good. But it's getting to know the players and trying to settle in. I was at Rotherham quickly, flew out the next day. We had ups and downs in that, but got out to France and really just trying to get to know the players. The young players had some minutes and then more of the senior boys in the last two games. So it was good, very good.
To use a bit of an old cliche, the duck on the water looking very calm on the surface and paddling like mad underneath. Has that been a little bit like you this past 9 days?
You've just got it exactly right. You know, we've never been off the phone. I've got to say, I've been really impressed with the new chief executive. So I hope the Sunderland supporters will be glad to hear that, because he's working every minute of the day to try and sort of make things happen and turn things around. So hopefully that'll give everybody a bit of confidence. But I can tell you, you know, we've got bids in for players just now. We're trying to strengthen the squad, you know, and I'm hopeful some of them have come off. But in this market at the moment, you just never know.
Of course, you've touched on it there. That's everybody's biggest concern, the fact there's no new faces have come in yet. Yeah. You're very close to the start of the season.
Yeah.
You'll know better than most. You know, it's critical. This squad does need fresh faces, and people want to be assured that there will be people coming in.
Yeah, well, look, the facts don't lie here. You know, was it 17th, 16th, 14th, 17th in the last 4 years? So we're not kidding MD on. This is a big task, and we have to get away from bobbing along the bottom. So what that will come from is trying to recruit well. But, you know, there's been a lot of managers done it and tried to do it, and it's been difficult. So I do think that we need to get a level of stability. We need to get a type of player which maybe we can start growing. Maybe it doesn't always have to be one who's supposed to hit the ground running just now and saves us from relegation all the time. I just feel as if that sounds like an old story here. Let's get a type of player who can be here for the journey. I took over at Everton, and Everton were in the bottom six, I think, 4 out of 5 years before I was there. And we were able to turn it around. We were able to get them moving up the league. We were able to strengthen it. But that didn't come. That didn't come in one fell swoop. That came bit by bit. And I'm hoping to be able to do something similar here at Sunderland.
Of course, there's a concern about players leaving. I mean, notably, Kone's name's being mentioned because of the interest from Everton and to an extent from Leicester. Is that a big statement from you, in a sense, now, to keep hold of players like Kone, because that's the way you want to move this club forward?
I'm always going to keep the best players, but I'm also going to make sure that I move the club along. And at different times, things will have to change, because we have to look at it. Unfortunately, even people like, you know, we had to sell Wayne Rooney, we had to sell Mikel Arteta, we had to sell Jack Rodwell, we had to sell Julian Lescott. At times when you don't, but it didn't affect the club. The club moved on. So I'd never ever say that nothing won't happen. But again, I want to keep the best players. I want to build a team. But the more important question is really is us getting players in and trying to get a level of player who can help get us away from the bottom end of the league.